Alright, it's time! Another week. ZTGD Radio. This is episode 788 for March 18th, 2024. On the show this week, we have Anthony.
Yep.
We got the Wombat.
Wired app.
And we got Turd.
What up?
And we got a bunch of games we can't talk about.
We definitely have that.
We're one of those dudes. I'm going to get on Twitter. I'm like, I'm playing Redacted, and it is so wonderful.
Right.
Be jealous of me playing a game early.
And then I'll put a screenshot of the title screen.
Yeah. And hashtag ad.
Actually, no, not a screenshot. It actually has to be a photo of the TV so you can see the other free stuff I got in the corner.
Yeah, you got to know that I have all of these games that you don't have, and I didn't pay $70 for them, so I'm cool.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it is, too, bruh.
I'm not poking at anybody.
Shit, I am. He might not be, I am.
No, I am. I'm just hiding it.
No, I'm not. Just kidding.
Oh, man, these people. These people crack me up. Like, it's just, it's got to the point where they're just advertising.
That's it.
I don't understand why they continued. Oh, wait, no, I do. Never mind.
So you can get paid in chairs, Ken.
And controllers.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, and Xbox. System. Xbox sends, like, those dudes, like, every controller. I don't understand that.
It's, I don't either. It's a real high integrity system we've got here.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You know, we sent you this controller, and then you're going to do this little preview of this game, and you're going to talk about how cool it is. And then when people are like, well, I hate this game, you'd be like, you just need to realize that there are people behind the game. I'm like, I respect the people.
Right.
But always, the game 100%. Is not fun. I'm not going to lie to people and tell them, like, you should buy this because the game ain't fun. Like, sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. So yeah,
that's why I don't get any controllers.
Same.
But yeah. I actually did get controllers, just not from Microsoft.
That's why I don't have a community. That's what it is. I just don't have a community because I don't.
Did you, Ken? Did you post my WWE review yet?
Yeah, it went on Friday because there was no Phoenix down, so it's up.
I'm surprised I haven't gotten any feedback on my Showcase of the Immorals tagline.
Nice.
Nobody reads our stuff.
That's true.
I actually didn't know it went live. I need to read that.
I didn't either.
I even got back on and tweeted it through the Twitter account. Like, alright.
Man, I won't be paying attention
to that.
Did
the account change? Because I have that followed. It normally pops up when...
Not ever since Elmo took over Twitter. Because, like, you don't see half the shit you're subscribed to.
Yeah, I know that.
I mean, why would you want to see the shit you follow? I don't know. Why would
Instagram's
you want to
see that? Bad for that too. Instagram tries to push you to things that are like things you've liked. You know what I mean?
Just let me look at what I said I liked.
You know what you do see on Twitter, even if you don't see the stuff that you liked?
You pussy in bio.
Dudes in bio.
See what?
You ain't seen that yet? Like this? Like every reply to like a big Twitter account says it's either nudes or you know the P word, like all in my bio. And it's like in like text.
It's in, yeah, it's in like weird.
Oh, I have seen that.
Static,
yeah, okay.
Static whisper font.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I have like seen that. I didn't realize
like they're sending a coded message.
Yeah. It's not coded. You try to put your butt online.
That's it. That's all it is. God, I hate going on Twitter Twix anymore, man. Because every two posts is titties, and I'm like, I don't care.
The worst part of Twitter now is like, you go on to an account, right? Or you go on your page, and you see a tweet that seems interesting. So you open it up, and the top 100 comments are always some other random ass shit that's not even connected to the video that you wanted to find more information out about. And scattered in there are the bot comments, where it's like there was a post yesterday about some woman who was murdered, and I opened up the post, and like there's 100 comments with videos of dogs doing something. And, and if it's not that, it's bots saying stuff like, great news. And it's like, man, this news article is about a woman that got murdered. And there's like 15 bot comments in here, yep, that says, great news. Love to hear it.
What? Well, like, he said, yeah, he was going to kill the bots, right?
I will check this out later.
Yeah, he lied. He fucking lied.
That site sucks, man.
Yeah,
it definitely does.
Well, the worst part is like we can't get a replacement. Like Blue Sky opened up, and like still nobody cares.
Yeah, that shit sucks too. Nobody ever posts over there.
Yeah, that's the problem with that. Is like it's a nicer community and it's a cleaner community, but they ain't shit over there.
Right. Yeah, I'm about to just go. I'm about to just pull an Anthony and go cold turkey on social media completely. I already never use my Facebook. Like my Facebook exists so that every now and then people can tag me in pictures. And I get messenger messages from people sometimes, but I don't ever go onto my actual like homepage of Facebook.
Nope. I killed mine ago.
Mine is, I keep it for Messenger because I have
friends that I work with. Exactly why I have it.
Yeah.
Messenger is the only reason I still have it.
Literally the only reason I still have Twitter is for news. That is literally it.
And then the only social media site I have that's been at all useful to me in the last 4 years was LinkedIn. And like you go on LinkedIn and it's like 90% of it is either people trying to sell you multi-level marketing schemes or posts where it's like, I was on my way to a job interview and along the way I saw a rabbit being chased by a fox and I saved the rabbit and missed my job interview. And the next day I got a phone call asking me to come in for the interview, even though I had missed it. And when I got there, the hiring manager was the rabbit. obviously a joke.
I would believe that was on LinkedIn, though. I would believe that.
It's all bullshit like that.
You know what? My LinkedIn got me my last job, so I ain't going to give it too much of a hard time.
That's what I'm saying. It's got me my last job, too. So I can't say too much, but like, don't go on there unless you want to be blasted with 8 million wannabe Tony Robbins. people trying to sell you MLMs. Well, and
I mean, fake, that's Tony Robbins. Fake,
it's true. And fake inspirational stories.
Tony Robbins.
Yo, it's Tony Robbins.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty much all Tony Robbins.
And let me explain.
All the way down.
You don't have the height nor the teeth to stand up to Tony Robbins.
Not many people do. Let's be honest.
Tony Robbins hungry. I can't hear about Tony Robbins without thinking of that.
Oh man, you know there's a whole episode about him now. Like it's not just the cutaway, there's a whole episode about him.
And I did not know that.
So he climbs into the trunk of Peter's car and lightning strikes it and he becomes Peter's car. And he just talks to him the whole episode. He's like, Peter, you can do it. It's fucking hilarious.
That's
awesome. Great.
Alright. So video games, we want to talk about those?
No, sure. I was enjoying what we were doing.
Oh shit. Alright. Well Anthony, you want to talk about video? We all like everybody except Wamba is like, I can't talk about what I'm playing.
I got a game I can't talk about. I can talk about Mega Man X Dive offline. That's a pretty fun Mega Man.
Well maybe
game.
You should do it's it on the show fun, instead man. Of offline.
Well, that game's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I like how they worked in the monetization of the original, but as a game mechanic.
Right.
They're fair enough with the coins and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can pretty much unlock. I mean, after playing it for just a little bit, you can pretty much unlock any. Like, if there's a specific Mega Man character you want to unlock, you can probably unlock them within.
Mega Man.exe is the one I wanted.
It was Mega Man Volnut for me. So
of course. Four levels, I think, is all it took.
Volnut is in that?
Yeah.
Everything.
Everybody is in it.
That sounds like a joke you're going to tell me, like Phugma or something.
Okay. Okay. You know what? Okay. Dragon anyway.
No, even like Vile is in it, and obviously a Base and Zero, like six different versions of Zero.
Yeah, like every power level of Mega Man is there.
Yeah, of course you got the Mega Man X, regular Mega Man, like there's you can play as a Servobot, which is fun.
Super fighting robot.
So basically, no, go ahead, Anthony. I'm stepping all over your shit.
No, I mean, like, you probably, you have more experience because you've also played the original mobile game.
Yes, I have.
Like, the best thing I can say is, like, is it a little bit easier than Mega Man? Yes.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You auto-aim and all that.
Yeah, but it feels really good still.
Yeah.
Like, the only complaint I have about it is that the menus are kind of navigated with a cursor.
Yep.
And on PC, I basically have to switch to my mouse because otherwise I'm just moving the cursor around with an analog stick.
Destiny done ruined video games. That shit needs
No. Destiny is better than... I mean, you're controlling a mouse cursor.
Yeah, this is it's a mobile legacy thing because in the mobile game, it's all touchscreen. So on Steam Deck, it's all touchscreen too.
And that's like this is one of those games where I'm like, this is the perfect Steam Deck experience because
100% it is. Yeah,
it's bite sized, so it's that it's the perfect like travel game,
right?
And everything.
Yeah,
so,
you can't go into it though. You can't go into it expecting it to play like an actual Mega Man game, because it doesn't. Like Anthony touched on it a little bit. Your weapons basically auto lock on the enemies, so it's much more flashy, I guess, and easier than a regular Mega Man game. But it's still a lot of fun, and it's got some cool bosses in it. Yeah,
it's got that like loot goblin mentality, like you're gonna buy all the things.
Yeah, it definitely has that, and it even has a little collection section that racks up as you unlock stuff. But yeah, and it's got, beam swords and different lasers, and each character can use the same weapons, but also has different, like, special attacks and stuff. So, like, X can charge up a charged shot, but Volnut has, a continuous laser beam that he shoots out. So it's nice. It's really fun. For $12, it was well worth it.
Yeah, I think it's still on sale. Give me a second here. But, it scratches that itch,
For sure.
Without having to like invest myself into a Mega Man game because they take a lot of attention. This is great. I just get in and it's got all my Mega Man characters. It's got all that I used to love, like looking at all the official art of the Mega Man armors and colors and all the weapons and everything. So this is just more of that to me. Like I have one of the official works books of the original Mega Man series. So it's all the artwork and then design docs. So this has got a lot of that, which is also like the main draw for me. Anything I can play Mega Man.exe in is, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like the perfect game to play for 5 or 10 minutes if you've got 5 or 10 minutes of downtime. It's very cool. I like it a lot.
Okay, yeah, it's still on sale, 50% off until March 21st.
So yeah, if you're into Mega Man, it's worth checking out for sure.
God damn it, I'm gonna buy a PC game. What the fuck?
it's fun.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I know. I hate playing at my PC. I spend all day there at work, and it's like, well, I don't want to do this.
Well, buy a Steam Deck.
I'm not buying a Steam Deck for like 12 games. I ain't doing that.
I probably am thinking that'll be something I buy instead of a console.
I mean, at this point, though, you might want to wait, because they're probably going to do a new one like next year.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I right now, the more than anything, it's I'm looking at what Nintendo's going to do.
Well, that'll be next year, too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You're going to go buy the PS5 Pro for $7,000?
I'm not buying a PS5.
We'll talk about it later. We'll talk about it later.
I know. I'm almost done Kiwami. I'm in the last chapter. I'm in the finale. Yeah, I much prefer this over Yakuza Zero. It's just... It's so much shorter. It's only been like 30 hours.
Oh, is that all?
Rather than... Well, fucking compared to Yakuza Zero.
Dude, Yakuza Zero is like 100 hours. It's fucking crazy.
I've trying to get a friend into the series because I'm like, they're all on Game Pass. You should play it. And I was like, yeah, don't play Zero first. Play Zero right after you've played Kiwami because that Kiwami's a better, like, quick story, makes sense. And then Zero will fill in all the gaps. Like, Zero you still should play because it helps you understand these characters better because it's pretty quick to start the plot in Kiwami. But playing Zero first, I'm like, in hindsight, I'm like, I spent way too long with that game. But I had to because the stupid money upgrade system. Game I can't talk about. There was something else. Yep, I can't remember what the other thing was. So that's it for me. I swear to God, there was something else, and I was like, "Oh, Tomb Raider." I did go into Tomb Raider.
Oh, again. I did too. I revisited with the new controls. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, new controls?
Yeah, they fixed the modern controls. They've tweaked them. They feel a hell of a lot better.
A lot better. Yeah.
Oh.
I still suck at that game.
Oh, that game is hard, dude.
It's a hard game.
That game is. Again, still kind of mind blowing because I thought they were action games for so long, but the fact that it's just one of those out of this world, another world, sort of like puzzle platformers, cinematic adventure game or platformer games, but in 3D, it's like that just still mind blowing that I was unaware of that for so long.
Yep. That's because that's what all they show about her is that, you know, the dual pistols and all action flips.
Yeah, things
changed.
Things changed starting with the third game. Like the third game is a hell of a lot more action, but those first two are just straight up exactly what you're talking
about.
Like
the silence is still uncomfortable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Quiet, yeah.
That's the point, yeah.
I know, but again, it's just like, wow, I feel like a bug that you've just exposed to the sun for the first time because you lifted up the rod.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Holy shit, I didn't expect that.
Like, this series has got such a weird reputation over the years of, like, the controls suck and it's all action, and that is not what those first two games are.
I think I'm going to have to go back to the old controls, though.
Yeah, it's for some of the stuff when you get into the deeper levels and you have to do like precise like turn left, shimmy twice, back up once, do a flip, jump. And yeah, then, you ain't gonna do that with the modern shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Tank controls.
Yeah,
but yeah. All those platforming puzzles are built with those old controls in mind. So
yep.
And I'm already bad at them, which tells me that I'm playing wrong.
Yeah, you just need to get like it'll take you about an hour to get acclimated to those controls, but once you do, you'll move through that game much better.
Yep. Yeah. Man, I don't want to revisit those, but that's cool that you're playing them for the first time.
Yeah, those games exist in a specific period of time for me, and I enjoyed them at that period of time, but I, like Terrence, have no desire to go back.
Yep, I did it just for the nostalgia, just because I love those games so much, but I will probably not finish them, for sure.
All right. That's it.
Yeah. Cool. We'll move on to Terrence, which I gave you a game, and you better talk about it.
I was about to. I was going to start. So this nigga was like, hey, I got this thing. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I like games. And he gave it to me. And I don't know. I was thinking it was going to be something dope. I was like, oh, man, he came through. Got that Dragon's Dogma for me. He came through. Nah, this nigga gave me Plumbers Wear Ties. Okay, so I played.
They don't wear ties, sir.
They don't.
But
they
he don't. Does. I'm sorry.
Plumbers don't wear ties. He does, actually. You know,
it's a reference to a joke they make in the game.
It doesn't
work in the game. Like, it's a bad joke.
So I haven't finished it. I know I said I was, and I haven't finished because I honestly, man, I zoned out. That game is wild. First of all, calling it a game is such a stretch. Like, so the intro was super cool. First of all, so seeing the actress like do like the intro, and then they went into like the game intro, and I was like, oh, okay, I get the jokes now. I see. All right, that was kind of neat. But it's literally just a slideshow. Like, I felt like I was in elementary school or something again, watching a PowerPoint on the screen.
Somebody got
like
the projector out. What's going on?
Yeah, the projector. Like, oh, man. So I was sitting there, like, toggling between, like, the old graphics and the new graphics and stuff. But that, okay, that's, it's not a game. It's wild,
it.
Though.
You can't leave it in that old graphics mode.
No, you can't. No.
It is eye-burning.
Yeah, I was just about to say it is harsh on the eyes. That is for sure. So it's funny because it's bad. Like, but like I'm like the whole time. Like I say playing it, but I'm watching it and listening to homie talk to his mama and everything. And I'm like, man, I feel like these people were in the studio giving it they all. They were like, yeah, this is gonna be great. We're doing this, but whoo, this is rough. Like the acting, the. Oh, man.
Dude, it's so bad that at one point in the game, they leave an outtake in the final game. He screws up a line, and they just leave it in, and you hear all the people laughing in the background. And it just stayed in the game.
Again, for people that are not... I mean, I think a couple people probably were. Like, I'm sure that the father character was an actor or something, but like,
oh, you know,
the two main characters who have to speak the most are probably known more for their bodies rather than
yeah
what they yeah. say, and they do a good job. I don't feel like it's them phoning it in. There was some weird amount of passion from the performers, at least.
Well,
even
see, that's
if
what I'm saying.
The content was bad.
Right, right. Like, I think they were like, man, we're giving it our all. Like, especially from the two, what's her name? Jane
and John. We had the joke.
Jane and John.
Yeah.
We did. Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't remember it. But anyway, yeah, I do think that they are probably the best. I think some of the supporting characters, the mama I was just cracking up at, I was like, I can't tell if she's trying to be this over the top type of mom with this voice.
Are you gay,
I don't know.
John? Are you gay?
Yeah. Like, why are we asking like, all these? Like, what the heck?
Wrong with this
right. I was like, what the hell? Like, but yeah, it's an experience, and I am I'm going to finish it too because I actually am intrigued now.
I mean,
now
it's
like,
less than an hour, so it's not like it's gonna.
And I was going to do it last night, but I was tired, and I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. So I'm going to finish watching the movie, the slideshow. But yeah, it's an experience. Oh boy. I have two games I can't talk about. But I have played some Helldivers 2 with Ryan. We've been doing that
today
before the show. I've played a lot actually during the week too. That game remains to be good.
The new, so we've got, I think we've got mixed opinions on some of the new equipment because the new burst laser machine gun kind of thing is pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
Terrence has different opinions on the plasma shotgun.
Yeah, no, that is not rad. No. it shoots. So it's weird that it's called a shotgun because it shoots like a plasma ball, like a grenade, but it doesn't go forward. It goes like at an arc. So you have to like raise it up to make it go further. And then once it, you know, hits the ground or hits an enemy, it explodes outward. So it feels more like a plasma grenade launcher or something than a shotgun. But like I killed myself immediately with it, you know, because a bug was right in my face and I'm like, oh, because I'm thinking it's a shotgun and I'm like, and I'm dead. So it's, yeah, I don't know about that one. It might be, maybe it's better for the machines, which we'll, I have to try it at that. I really want the ARC shotgun or machine gun, whatever. That's the last thing. But it's like expensive, so that's on the last page. But that's the one I'm shooting for. But yeah, that game is great. It is, that remains at this point my game of the year. I mean, early, obviously.
What's
but.
Crazy about it is they their sort of mechanism for expanding the content in this game is so excellent, because what they've been doing, if you guys haven't been paying attention on social media, what they've been doing basically is they'll release new enemies, new equipment, new things, but only to some random players playing some random games. So what you end up with is you end up with like this weird, almost like rumor marketing, where somebody gets flying bugs in their game.
Yep.
And they post it on social media and they're like, holy shit, the bugs fly now. And then the CEO of Arrowhead goes on there and is like, flying bugs are propaganda. We all know that the bugs can't fly. And so then there's this like weird, where it plays into the story of the game, where the government is lying to you all the time, but also sort of slow drips this new content that's going to be coming to everybody. They did the same thing with the mechs, right? Where some people just started randomly having mechs dropped into their missions. It's really cool the way they're handling the rollout of new content in this game. And the Terrence had the blue lasers.
Yes, I got killed by one. So yeah, that's something that we don't know what that's about.
So no enemies in the game today shoot blue lasers. None of them do.
Nope.
So there are people, Terrence included, getting killed randomly by blue lasers. So the assumption, there's a third faction in the first game. And so the assumption is that maybe the blue lasers are from this third faction and that we're going to get that introduced here soon. But yeah, it's so tremendous. Like Terrence and I dropped in on some randoms right before the game, and just the stories that come out of individual missions like that, and the moments that come out of it. It's the perfect game for streaming, number one, and number two, it's the closest experience that I can say that I've had in since Halo 2, where you're playing multiplayer with people and immediately afterwards there are like a million stories about all the stuff that happened while you guys were playing.
Yeah.
It's so fucking good. That game is so fucking good.
I wish it could come to Xbox. I hope they. I mean, I think PlayStation may be softening with that thing. Maybe
it ain't happening. You think
I would love to see it happen, but I don't know that it's going to happen.
It ain't happening. It's just not.
No. Well. Okay. I would love to see it. Like, because this is.
I think everybody would love to see it, but the motherfuckers just ain't going to do it. Like, the only reason the show was on Xbox is because MLB was like, "Fuck you, we MLB. Ain't leaving this here."
Yeah,
that game is great. If you have a PC or I think it works on Steam Deck too, or PlayStation 5.
I have heard at least that it does. Yeah,
nice. Yeah, pick it up because it's it's so much fun. So much fun.
I saw some bullshit that the IGN put up about the game being pay to win.
What the fuck?
And it's,
no.
Nothing could be further from the truth. We have played this game, right? I don't know anyone who had to buy super credits in order to afford this new battle pass. Every single person I know that's playing the game got the new battle pass just from super credits that they had earned playing the game.
Yep.
Even then, even if, let's say, you paid $10 to unlock the Battle Pass, you can't pay to unlock anything in the Battle Pass. You have to earn the medals to unlock it. And they're super generous with the medals.
Yep.
And the Battle Passes never go away. So you don't have to worry about maxing out the current one before it ends and you lose all that potential progress, it doesn't go away. So it's like, as we've said on the show multiple times now, it's probably, in terms of games that have a battle pass or have some sort of content similar to that, it's definitely the fairest that I've seen.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's I think Halo Infinite is good, but no, none of us play that.
No, nobody plays Halo Infinite.
Oh, there's a lot of people that do. I'm just not one of them. Like, I played it when it came out, and I was like, I'm good.
Yeah.
But their battle passes stay, and they're very generous with them.
They'd have been better off doing that that game. It is always funny how whenever a game comes out that's as successful as Helldivers has been, there's always like a million stories that come out where it's like, oh, Ubisoft says some Ubisoft dev says we tried to pitch a game just like Helldivers and it got turned down. And, you know, these developers from 343 say that they've been pitching a game just like Helldivers for years in the Halo universe. But it would be a pretty cool, they could do a pretty cool ODST game like Helldivers on the Xbox side. So
put the fucking flood in there.
Yeah.
If Helldivers isn't going to come to Xbox, this is one of those times where I feel like 343 should just fucking steal the concept.
Everybody steals everything. Who cares?
Yeah. Just steal it and make a game just like Helldivers 2, but in the ODST space, and you'll print money.
Well, the problem with that, though, is that when people chase this stuff, like, by the time it actually comes to fruition...
No, I know. Zeitgeist is dead.
Yeah. Like, Helldivers probably ain't going to be what it is today a year from now, and that it would take 2 years for a game to like even remotely come close to being out. So
yeah,
that's why we got all those battle royales.
We'll see. We'll see how the Helldivers popularity holds up, because it's still selling.
Like, sure, but think about 12 months down from now. Like,
no, sure. I mean, everything starts to tail off, but
yeah, I think it'll plateau probably by the end of this year, which that's good. That's a hell of a good service game for sure.
And we'll see what happens with it.
Yeah,
I'm excited for the roadmap.
Yeah, I'm just curious how long it will continue. I think it'll keep growing throughout the rest of this year, which for a service game, that's huge. That's like better than most.
Yeah. Sure. What else? Lord. Helldivers is like my favorite game right now. I'm not gonna lie. That game. Oh god. Okay.
Same. I don't. It's. I know that we talk about it a lot, but literally, it's the only game that I think about.
Hey, people are just happy that nobody's playing Overwatch anymore, and they got to hear about that all the time.
True story.
Like, yeah. I'm the only one that plays it, and it's like, you know, I try not to talk about it because most people don't care. So
every time Brian put that graphic about with the breaks ever, I thank God every day for not making me
an Overwatch fan.
Yeah. Oh, I laugh. Oh man, it's so funny.
Hey, you know what? Peak 2016, 2017 Overwatch might have been the greatest time of my life. That shit was awesome.
Peak. Yeah, I mean, my whole household played. Like, and then we had my kids had friends like that filled out the squad. Like, we had a whole team for ranked, and we were pretty good. But
I will say it. It's a controversial opinion, but I've been playing this game long enough, so I don't give a fuck. The day they took away two tanks, that game has gone to shit.
I still don't understand why they made that move. I
have no clue. The tank role is so busted now because they can't figure out how to make it work with just one, and only half the tanks are viable. Like, who the fuck is running a monkey into an Orisa? That ain't never happened.
Right. Like, yeah. Like, they need to just go back to two. They need to just go back to two.
You need a main tank and an off tank. Because half the tanks are what now? They're off tanks. They can't run by themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fucking
Jesus.
Lizard.
Okay, so I played, I'll try to shotgun this here. More Final Fantasy 14, of course, because I love it. I played some Star Wars Battlefront. I reviewed Star Wars Battlefront, the classic collection. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, I talked about in my review all the bugs and different experiences that I had. I did not have the issues with the servers because, you know, the game wasn't live then. So my experience with the servers were they had the three, because I played on Xbox, they had three servers online. It was one for Hero Conquest, one for Conquest, and one for one of the other game modes that I can't remember. And I thought, stupidly so apparently, that was just kind of the pre-release stuff, that, you know, once it came out, they were going to, you know, flood it with, you know, have 100 servers available. Apparently that wasn't the case. They launched with just those three and people couldn't play, and it was just a clusterfuck. Which I guess has been somewhat resolved. I managed to get into some matches last night and played, and that was it was a good time. It was, you know, peak. What was that? 2008.
I still don't know how you take an 11 gig game, remaster it,
and make it 60,
and make it 70 gigs, and still fuck it up. Like, I don't.
Yeah.
These are the guys.
Terrible texture optimization is how you do that.
These are the guys that were working on the Knights of the Old Republic remake, by the way.
Yeah. Which
maybe this is why I got canceled, because they still working on it. Yeah.
Well, not
they
them.
Still working on it.
They're not working on it anymore. It got passed over to Saber.
Oh. Yeah, right.
And Saber is the Space Marine guys.
Yeah.
So.
And yeah, they said they're still working on it, but from what I hear, Sony doesn't want to touch it with a 100-foot pole anymore.
Gotcha.
Well, if this release is any indication of Aspire's quality control, I can see why.
It's rough. Like, I, you know, playing it, like, it looks pretty good, like texture wise and sparts, but like the AI glitches and all the, it's, man. So I, like I said, I think the servers are open, people can play now. Like, I managed to play some matches, and it was, you know, I think you had said before, and I think I may have even said this in the review, this isn't something I'm going to spend a whole lot of time of in 2024. I mean, we played this game to death back in the day, so it was kind of like a nice little nostalgia like you had with Tomb Raider, and I'm like, oh, that's cool, and I'll, you know, keep it pushing. Beyond that, I got on sale Final Fantasy 16. Like $45 that PlayStation had on sale, so I've been playing that. Like, I finished the demo, and I'm a bit further in that. That game is fan-fucking-tastic. That combat is too sweet. But goddamn, if Ken wasn't right, man, you have an awesome fight, and you got a cutscene. You take two steps, you got a cutscene. You walk over here, there's a cutscene. And it's just so much of it could have just been put into the natural gameplay. Like, you didn't have to take control of the character for me, because I crossed, you know, went through this squeezy hole, because there's a lot of those, and this opened up for us to walk to the edge, and you say, what of you? Yes, what of you? And then I get back control, and we can run. Why the fuck did that need to be a cutscene? We could have done that in-game, with me controlling the character, we just kept it pushing. Like, there's a lot of moments like that in this, which is too much.
I mean, I feel like combat only makes up about 25% of that game.
And it's wild, because as I'm playing, I'm constantly like, so have I had more combat than I've done cutscenes yet? And it's your fault that I'm looking at it like that, because I'm like, hey, have I done a lot of talking to fight? Like,
you wait, just wait. It just keeps doing that. I mean, you have full-on long cutscenes like in mid-boss battles. So,
okay, see, that's wild. Like, jeez. Like, I did, because I fought a couple of bosses. And it was like a cutscene immediately after it, like every single one, like every, like you'll have like a fire ass fight that's like super fun, and you're like, damn, I did some cool stuff. Cutscene, like after everything, it's like, Jesus.
I want you going forward as you play the game, every time you're interrupted from your awesome combat for a cutscene, I just want you to start going, burr, 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 burr,
burr. I'm gonna do that too. Oh, man.
These motherfuckers do
but
not
I do
shut
like
the
that game.
Up. They do not shut the fuck
they do,
up.
They do talk a lot. It is very much Westeros. But like I said, like last week, I kind of dig it. Like, the story's not bad. Like, I'm kind of invested. I really want to see who has Odin because that's my boy of the summons. But he's probably going to be a bad guy. But anyways, yeah, I'm digging what I played so far. I bought Immortals of Avium because it was on sale for $8.
I missed that sale. I was so mad.
Yeah, that game is totally worth $8.
It's worth $8.
What is that game?
It's a first person magic game.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, about magic... immortals in Avium.
And it's got like it's color coded magic, so like the green fights the red fights the blue, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and it's all it feels like guns. Like I think he said that, like Ken said that, like the it just different. Like there's a machine gun and kind of a pistol kind of fire. Like it all you're like shooting blast. So I'm super early. Like I just got to the because you start off as a kid and find out some ins and outs about stuff, and I'm just to the got recruited to the Immortals, I guess, and I'm being trained. But yeah, I'll get to it when I get to it. But yeah, $8.
That lady that's in every game. I don't know her name. Oh. I apologize, but she's like in every video game.
Yeah, you know what is wild? I know that because I like her as an actress, and I can't think of Gina Torres. That's her name.
Like
yeah,
she's in like her and Deborah. What's her name from Star Wars?
Wilson.
Deborah Wilson. Yeah Deborah like, Wilson. They're like in everything. Like every video game, it's either her. It's one of those two is in the game.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep, they so and it's funny too because the other game I'm playing is Jedi Survivor, which of course Deborah Wilson's
in that game. Yes, yes.
Oh, I love that game.
I'm really really early in it because I got it because it was on sale too when I was finishing Spider-Man 2 and I didn't want to mess with it till I finished Spider-Man up, and since I had that done I got into Jedi, but then I got review games I kind of had to focus on, so I'm still like I'm just on the first planet. Like I just met up with Grease. so I'm still super early in it, but yeah, definitely loving it so far. I like the combat and stuff. Kind of sort of disappointed that it's still doing the whole souls thing where I got to meditate and, you know, enemies respawn and stuff, but
Put it on easy and feel like a Jedi.
Oh, okay. Well, I was on normal, too. Okay, all right,
just
okay.
Fucking, like, you can ignore the soul shit if you put it on easy, truly.
Okay.
Then, like, you actually feel like a Jedi then instead of, like, still a Padawan even though you've been through hell.
I mean, yeah, that first game. Look, I mean, that's a spoiler, but damn, yeah, that first game, like, this man. Anyways, yeah, it's good. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing that up. And then, lastly, you know, playing through some 2K 24 to WWE. Trying to get through the showcase of the Immortals, which is kind of funny because I just finished Brock Lesnar's match last night.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last one I did before I got off. So that mode is so cheap. Like, I swear they cheat in that. Oh, my God.
They took what was the best mode in last year's game and fucking ruined it. It sucks.
Yeah. Like, it's so bad. Like, I've gotten to the point where I don't even look at the objectives. I just beat the holy hell out of the opponent until, like, all their stuff is, like, basically red and down, and then I start going through the stuff. Because otherwise, you can't even do it. Like, it just... Oh, man. Anyway. But outside of that, I still, you know, that it's a fun game. Like I said, I get in there for the nostalgia factor. As soon as Stone Cold stops being in these games, I won't play any more of these. Because that's my dude. And then that's pretty much it. That's all I played that I can talk about.
All right, well, I'll move on to Wombat, who can talk about whatever, because he doesn't have anything.
Because I don't have nothing. So I finished my review for WWE, as we mentioned. That game, I'm bored with it. So I probably won't pick it up again unless there's some decent AEW creator wrestlers that come out of it.
I want that on the back of the box. I want that on the back of the box. Ryan Womble, I'm bored.
I'm bored. So played Helldivers with Terrence, as mentioned. I actually, because it was on sale for $7, I picked up the first Helldivers as well. That game's a lot of fun. It's Helldivers, but as a isometric twin stick shooter. It's also hard, but it's a good time, especially for $7. I couldn't pass it up for $7.
Have you ever played Risk of Rain?
No, I haven't.
You might want to give that a shot. It's usually pretty cheap. I know there's a remastered version too, so I don't know what's different with that, but I feel like you would get a kick out of that game too. It is very difficult. The longer you stay, the harder the enemies get.
Okay. It's called Risk of Rain.
Risk of Rain.
There's two of them, and they're very different games.
Yeah, very much like Helldivers. The first game is a 2D platformer action game. Okay. And the second one is a third-person shooter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. It's weird how they're different games.
Okay, are they both good?
I have not played the second one.
I played a little bit of the second one, and it plays really well, but it is that same mentality in 3D.
Okay.
It's very much a roguelike kind of game.
Yeah. The second one is $12 on Steam right now.
No, it's good. Like, I played both of them, and I think I prefer the second one, but I think a lot of people actually prefer the first one.
Risk of Rain, so the first one, not the remaster, is $1.99 on Steam right now.
There you go.
Yeah, it's worth that.
So you're telling me for $1.99, let me take a screenshot and make sure that this is the right.
Yeah, it's worth the $1.99 for curiosity, because it's an interesting game.
Because the remastered version's like $12.
Yep, that's
no, right. That's it.
That's the original. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't tell you what's different with the remastered version, so
I've never played the remaster, so I couldn't tell you.
Me neither. So.
Risk of Rain Returns. Oh, well, it looks a hell of a lot better, the remaster does.
Ah, okay.
Like, in terms of just art style and...
Yeah, they probably just kind of put a coat of paint over what was already there, I guess.
Yeah, but... alright, well, I'll give this a shot for $1.99.
I'd buy that for $1.99.
Just knowing that it's the drop in the extraction sort of mentality, that's kind of what Risk of Rain does.
Okay. Yeah, I'll give it a shot for $1.99. I mean, I can't really pass that up.
It's cheaper than the second one. Your latte.
Wow. Yeah. I think the second one's on Game Pass, because I think I played it.
I don't remember if they're both on Game Pass. I don't know. I know they're on everything. Like, they're available on every platform.
Because the second one is like 3D.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
They're third person.
Yeah, they're two different. They're like two different games, truly. I don't know. I played the second one and the first one. The second one, I think I like better, but they're fun. They are what they are. They're roguelikes. So.
Yeah. Yep. Definitely roguelikes.
Of course, what game isn't?
Nowadays.
All right. Well, thanks for the suggestion there, Anthony. All right. What else have I played? So I talked about Helldivers. I went on a spree in the Fanatical Spring Sale, because there was a bunch of really good deals in that. And so I got the Mega Man Battle Network collection, which I haven't started yet, but will start soon. Mega Man X Dive Offline, which we talked about already. And then Monster Hunter Rise and Sunbreak together. Got a really good price on that at Fanatical. I think it was like, I don't know, $18 or $20 or something like that for both of them together. And that game is the perfect game for Steam Deck. Like, I know it was originally a Switch game, so it's kind of built to be okay for mobile. But it looks fantastic on the deck.
You talk about Rise?
Isn't that what I said?
But yeah. that wasn't on Switch, right? That was the Xbox PlayStation one, wasn't it?
No. Rise was originally
Rise
a Switch
was on
exclusive.
Switch.
Yeah, it was a Switch exclusive originally, and then they brought it to Xbox later.
What is?
Yeah, it came to PC.
What's the one I'm thinking of? Oh, I'm thinking of the Iceborne. Never mind.
Yeah. Iceborne was DLC for Monster Hunter World.
That's the game. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't know Monster Hunter well enough, and I'm like, isn't that the one that I see all in sale all the time on Xbox? I'm like, no, wait, that's a different one.
Rise is so good.
Yeah, so Rise was a Switch exclusive, and then they brought it to Xbox. It's on Game Pass actually right now, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
But they haven't. Have they released Sunbreak for Xbox yet?
Okay. Yes.
Because I reviewed it. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the one where you can ride your Palamute.
Yep.
And it's got a whole bunch of cool stuff in it. So I'm super early. But yeah, the game plays great on the deck and it looks great too. So I'm glad to, cause I never, you know, when I tried to play it on Game Pass, it's like, I just never had time to play it. So now having it on the go is nice. Cause I can play it a little bit more. And then let's see, what else have I played? I think that's it. I don't think I've played. Oh, I played some MLB The Show 23 in preparation for the new game. I'm glad to hear that they finally removed or disconnected my Road to the Show from Diamond Dynasty. I'm disappointed to hear that in doing so, they didn't make it so that you can carry your save over from the previous game, which is just annoying as hell. I'm so tired of starting my Road to the Show over again every single year. So hopefully next year's game will allow you to carry your save over and I won't have to start all over again.
Already talking about next year's game and this year's game right, just well, came I got, out.
I got no other damn option. So let me think. I think that's it. I watched my son play a little bit of Dark Souls last night, the original, and that game, it's just punishing as hell looking. So it's on our master Xbox account, so I could play it too, but I don't know that I want to, because that game looks like it'll kick my ass.
How I feel about most games nowadays.
He's much better at those games than I am, so if it's kicking his ass, it's going to kick mine too. Yeah, I think that's it. Right.
I have one quickly. I knew there was something else. Between the Stars, which is a game Terrence saw that I owned on Steam. I don't remember buying it, but welcome to most of my Steam catalog.
I think you and Jay, like, I think y'all like buy games like in bundles.
Probably.
And like you just have them because y'all have a bunch of shit like that you own together that you've never played. So like, yeah.
So I downloaded it, started it up. The controls are very clunky. It is an independent or a very small studio project, so it's not like it's not unplayable, but it's not great feeling. The camera is a little hard to control, but it is a pretty decent combination of like Star Trek sort of storytelling. But this is if humans weren't like contacted by the Federation, them sort of fighting their way into space, that it's that sort of story. And all their ships are very, alien, like the Nostromo, you know, like very weird industrial looking sort of welded steel looks to them, instead of sort of like fancier
kind of stuff.
I don't know the Expanse well enough, but I'm gonna say yes. It's basically just not they don't look as futuristic as Star Trek's ships, right? Even though it's telling a Star Trek like story, it doesn't look like that. You know, the combat's fun, flying you know through like asteroid fields and stuff is neat. It's a pretty neat idea. And then it goes into like a text sort of story base, like so like I get to a abandoned freighter and it allows me to enter and then I can choose my option, right, from like a list of like text options. And then if you have like a skill check, it rolls dice on screen. So it becomes like D&D almost. And I was like, this is kind of awesome. It's a really interesting idea. Again, the clunky controls is the only thing that was like really bad. So I'm going to try, because I was playing with a controller. I'm going to try with keyboard and mouse and see if that is better. But it did seem like a lot of it was set up for the controller. So I don't know which option is going to be the best way to play it. Maybe it's just clunky altogether, but I'll come back to it with mouse keyboard and let everybody know.
Yeah, I must have bought it because it was on sale when I asked you about it. I just haven't played it yet because I see it in my library.
old people buy all the games and we don't even remember and we just play them.
Yeah. Well, he had told me about like the dice rolling stuff and he said it was a Terrence-ass Terrence game and I was like, shit, that's all I need to hear. And I think, yeah, I haven't actually played it yet. But it's playable on Steam Deck. That's cool.
Huh.
Oh, there you go.
I like the way the ship customization works. I will say that. Like I think there's some really neat stuff there. The menus maybe have a little bit too much going on visually. Gotcha. A lot of different things are combined on like the main screen of your options menu. But outside of that, there's just a lot of game. Not yet. I couldn't. They give you a ship as a loaner because your ship is destroyed.
Gotcha.
So as they're working on that, your ship, you take another one out to do errands.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna mess with this. Okay. The dice roll thing. That's like, cause yeah, I do love the D&D and then Boulder's Gate does that.
Well, and then in Star Trek.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, this is a Terrence game. Like, they're just checking off all the boxes.
And the because of the Risk of Rain thing, Anthony's got me on Steam, and he's about to cost me more money, too, because there's a Valkyria Chronicles bundle with Valkyria Chronicles and Valkyria Chronicles 4 for $13.
Those games are always super cheap.
They are. I have both of those on Xbox. They are. I need to finish 4. I have not. I finished the first one.
Yeah, so it's hard. The problem is, I own both games as well. I have the first one on PlayStation, and I have the second one on Switch. But it's so hard not to want to have them on the deck as well.
They go on sale all the time. You don't have to do it right now.
I know. I don't have time.
No, like I tell you if it was like the lowest price, but I'm like pretty sure that is its lowest price, and it's been there multiple times before.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be.
That's what friends are for. We talk each other down from
talk each other up and talk each other down.
That's what we do. Up and that's how it works all the time. Up and down. It's good friends.
All right,
Ken, what you playing?
Those games are so good though, but man,
the four
is hard as hell.
Which is why I haven't finished it.
Yeah. I ain't got time. Yeah, the hard games, man. They're becoming harder for me to.
There's a difficulty spike in Valkyria Chronicles 4 that is just like. It's insane in one mission how much the difficulty spikes.
There's nothing that will kill a game quicker for me than that shit.
Yeah. But that art style, man, that game is so pretty. Well, God.
And the story is good, and it plays really so well. Story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I'm about to reinstall that. See, look, you know, talked it up. See, look at you. At least I ain't got to spend money.
That's true.
I mean, I'm pretty sure all of us don't need to spend any money for, like, the next 10 years, and we have enough games to play.
Yeah, you ain't kidding.
We definitely do.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a level in that game, and I can't remember what it's called. I was trying to look at the mission list to see if I could remember what the name of it is, where you're trying to defend a this one maybe. Under the ice? Maybe, no. I don't remember which one it is. You're trying to defend like a ship thing or whatever, and it is just, I mean, they just send down a crushing amount of enemies. And it gets way harder than any of the missions before it, which was super disappointing. That's what stopped me from beating it on Switch. Anyways.
All right. Let me wrap this up. I'm going to roll through some of these indie games real quick, and then I'm going to talk about the two games I can talk about. I did finally get to check out that new Stalker collection, the trilogy. Those are, I mean, they run really well. It's funny that they're not Series X enhanced, which is weird. But they run well. Those games are a lot. That's the best way I can describe those games. Those games are a lot. Like, you can tell those games were made in an era when we were still figuring out first-person shooters a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, they're interesting games. I don't think I will get through all three of them. There's no way. Especially since I like put it on easy and like a dude shot me twice and I died. I was like, oh, that was fun. What other indie game was interesting that I played? Orion Haste was kind of fun. It's just like an old school left to right shooter. Your dude literally looks like the Doom Marine. And then you do some platform jumping. It's pretty fun. Asta Bros has, if you do nothing else, go watch the trailer for Asta Bros, because it is fantastic. But it is a side-scrolling action game where you pick one of three characters. You've got a sword guy, a wizard guy, and an archer lady. And you go through.
I'm looking at it, and I see a word here.
Yes, that's where I'll get to that word in a minute. I didn't know about that word until I got about halfway through.
Better not be the N word.
No, it's not that word. The one thing that I don't like about the presentation is that it puts the borders on the side to make it look like you're playing on a CRT, and I can't figure out how to turn them off. I kind of hate it. Like I don't need that. Apparently this game is on everything, and when I say everything, I mean it's on the fucking Genesis.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, like there's a Genesis cartridge for this game.
Okay. Wow.
But it is, so yeah, like when you die, like these enemies come out and start hitting you, and you have to mash the A button so that you lose less stuff when you die, because guess what it is?
A rogue.
It's a rogue game. Man, everything was working for it until that happened. It's got great art style. It's got great control. Cool levels. Awesome bosses. Why? Why do we do this? Ugh.
What the kids want.
I don't think the kids want it anymore.
I don't think so, but man, they keep pumping them out.
I played a... I don't know if I'd call it a wobbly game.
Oh, God. That's what the kids want.
I played a game called Unables. So what this game is you are presented with...
That name doesn't sound good.
I know what you're thinking. I don't think it's... No. So basically...
That's what I was thinking.
Basically, I think you're kind of playing God. And you get like a scenario where you have a character in a room... And you can turn the room upside down, left and right, and the goal is to like make them touch things that are in the room and complete objectives. But literally, you're just basically shaking a person in a snow globe.
Okay.
Unables is all about physics, puzzles, and comedy. Welcome to a world spoiled by extreme laziness, where characters are so lazy that even the player is unable to control them. Take matters into your own hands by controlling the environment instead.
Yep. You basically just wobble them around and make them hit things and go through doors, and it's a physics puzzle game. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wobble, wobble.
A lot of wobbling going on.
You
in
know
y'all
game. Thinking that.
All right, so I can't talk about Redacted or Redacted, but I can talk about Outcast A New Beginning, which is a remake of the old Outcast game. Which I'm going to be real honest with you, I never played
it. Was a sequel.
I thought this was the sequel.
Is this a sequel? I thought it was a remake.
Hold on.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I never played the original. I never played the original.
I didn't play
either,
it. So.
I thought this one was a sequel.
Well, if it's a sequel, I guess that's why the story makes more sense now. Because I thought it was a remake. Because dude act like he'd been there before. I'm like, okay.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
But it's basically Fern Gully, Avatar, you know?
Nice.
That's what the kind of the story is. He comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it is a sequel.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I thought it was the remake. Aren't they doing a remake, or did they already do a remake?
I played the remake for PS4.
Yeah, I think they did the remake already.
Okay. So this is a sequel. Okay. So
yeah,
this is
Second Contract is what it's called.
This is the most AA game you'll ever play.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But it's good. Like, it's a good video game.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the like the original, because I've never played this either, and it to me at first glance it looks like what MDK would look like if somebody turned the fucking lights on.
But it's MDK.
MDK.
MDK was an RPG, a janky RPG.
That's funny.
The sniper.
And it's $1. It's $1.74 Canadian, so 99 cents. I'm assuming.
I mean, do you ever play MDK 2 and didn't have the cow launcher?
It did.
I played that on. Was that on Dreamcast?
I actually like those games. I think
I did too. Yeah.
I could not go back and play them now. They're terrible now.
Because
MDK 2 had you had the multiple playable characters. You had the sniper guy from the first game.
You had the fucking dog.
Yeah.
MDK was on AntStream Arcade. It was one of the games I tested when I reviewed that. Oof, that game was hard to go back to.
I bet it is.
I believe it. I 100% believe it.
But Outcast is very much a story-driven action game. Like, there is a lot of talking.
It's very much an RPG setup.
Yeah, it's kind of RPG-ish, but it's more
maybe
action.
Not this one, but the original had a lot of talking in it too.
Yeah, this
going
one
into houses to talk to specific people.
That's exactly what you do in this one, except in between you're like shooting people with machine guns. You get this cool ass jetpack that can do like super jumps, and you can fly across the entire world like on the jetpack.
Ooh, that's cool.
The first game was like that too. Big open world.
Yeah, that's exactly what this is. Like,
it's Euro jank Just Cause, which is impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good description. Like, it's very much just without the destruction. Like, there's not.
Yeah, without the destruction.
Yeah.
But
okay.
The sort of you are Spider-Man sort of do anything, but it's instead I am Iron Man and I can do anything.
Yeah, this is better than the Iron Man game that Sega made. I'll say that.
I mean, I'm intrigued.
A lot
is.
Yeah, it's not hard to beat that game.
This is Outcast is sort of what I wish Elex was.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask, because I played, actually I reviewed Elex 2 when you started talking. That's what I was thinking about. That game was not good. And it was
Second Contract, which is the remake, it is still janky. Like, it is clearly still an old PC game, but it works fairly well.
So
it looks pretty.
If you want to try this out, there is a demo.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, you can go check out the demo. I'm enjoying it. Like, the only reason my review's not live, because the reviews went live last week, is that Xbox codes came in late, so I got it only like a few days before it came out. And I was also finishing one of my redacteds. So I didn't get as much time to play, but I'm about 2 hours into this one, and I like it so far. Like, it's actually fun. There is, like I said, there is a lot of talking, so I'm kind of skipping over a lot of it. And honestly, there's a lot of optional dialogue that I'm just not engaging with.
It comes in feeling like a Turok-esque sort of fantasy space story. You know how Turok 2 had like more story to it, except that at the end of the day it was still killing dinosaur monsters.
Yeah, pretty much. There's all kinds of weird creatures in this game too.
Yeah.
It's fun. Like, I like it. I don't know that I'd pay $60 for it, but like as a $40 game, I think it's pretty
solid. The first
solid.
Game, like I said, is like $2 on Steam right now, if that even. $1.49. Yeah.
All right. The last game I've been playing, and I will review this as well. Y'all motherfuckers, there's a new Contra out.
I know, but I've got other stuff I can't play it yet. But it's I also, played the demo.
It's also a $40 Contra, which is wild.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
Didn't know that either.
It's $40, but it is really good. I will say that. Like, it's hard as balls. They got this new perk system where, depending on how well you did in the level, you earn currency, and in between each level, you can use that currency to buy upgrades. Some of them are character-specific, which is kind of cool. You've got both Bill and Lance. You've got two new female characters. You also got the Probobot in this from Hardcore. I haven't unlocked him yet. I don't know if there's any other characters, but you can buy perks. Like I said, some are character-specific, so like Lance's jump will get you more height. Like Bill will have invincibility on his respawn. You can buy things like when you die, you keep level 2 weapons, because you can actually, like, if you pick up two of the same pickup, it increases the level of your weapon. So, like, spread goes from 3 to, like, 5. The stages, of course, like, the second stage is immediately, like, a hover bike level, because, of course, Contra has a fucking vehicle level. Of course. The stages they feel long, but they're only about 10 minutes each. So, like, they're not super long. The bosses are pretty cool. It's way forward, so you know it plays really well. There's a new mechanic where you can, like, overload your weapon to give you, like, a burst of power if you're fighting, like, a super enemy, but you lose the weapon power-up when you do that. So it's, like, a risk-reward type of system. I still hate that some of the weapons suck, and sometimes I'll accidentally pick them up. You can carry two weapons, so you can swap between them with the right bumper and the left bumper, depending on which weapon you want. And it just looks really, really good. Like, the look of it is just really sharp, very colorful. But no, I'm enjoying it. It's
way forward, ain't it?
Yeah, it's way forward.
Yeah. Usually stuff looks good.
Yeah, so it's really good. I don't know that it's $40 good. It doesn't, like, it seems there's a story mode, there's an arcade mode, there's, like, a time attack mode. Like I said, there's all the perks there. So it does have some meat to it, but I'm not sure how many stages there are. Like, on the stage select screen, it looks like there might be between 5 and 7, which feels like a very short game. But then again, Contra games are usually pretty, you know, compact, so.
Is it online? Does it have online co-op?
I don't think so. I could be wrong about that, though.
I was going to say, maybe that's why it was 40, because they had online co-op, but man, 40 without it is lower.
Let's open up Contra. It's called Operation Galuga. There is a story with, like, dialogue and shit, like, people talk. I'm like, this is weird for Contra, right? This is weird. Like, I'm not used to having Bill and Lance talking. Like, that's just,
right.
Just weird to me. God, this site will not load. Just let me look to see if this game... Okay, there we go. Two-player local, Xbox local. Yeah, it's only local. It's not online.
Whoa. Wow, okay. Yeah, 40 is a little high then.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Why is it... but it's Konami. What are you going to do? So, but no, it's really good. And then, you know, I was just thinking about this. Next week's going to be fucking wild. Like, all those games we can't talk about, we're going to talk about next week.
Yep.
I did also play one game of the show, 24.
Oh.
I mean, it's very pretty. Like, I can't tell you if it's better than last year's. Like, I literally just play these for fun. Like, I don't do the Dynasty mode. I don't do the... I'm not reviewing it, so I'm just playing it. So, but it was very pretty. Played very well. I don't know.
That's something.
It's on Game Pass, so.
Yep.
Like, I feel like I would describe this game the way Ryan would describe playing Madden. You're like, oh, it looks good. I don't know.
It's fun. Yeah, it's fine. It's football.
Yeah, it's baseball. That's what
football.
It is. But no, I think that's, yeah, that's it. Like I said, I spent a lot of time playing two other games I can't tell you about till next week. So we'll talk about those next week. But let's talk about what's coming out this week. And as I go through these, you can probably figure out some of the stuff we said we can't talk about.
Yeah.
Xbox Series X, PlayStation 5, we got Doki Doki Literature Club Plus. MLB The Show 24. Alone in the Dock. This game has been...
Alone in the Dock.
It's so funny because this game has been like rebooted so many times that there's like several games just called Alone in the Dark.
Right.
Like, isn't this like when a I third say one?
Low number, just, yeah, I think it is.
At least, yeah.
Yeah, like there's actually...
I'm the fucking Lightbringer!
So, I think if you pre-order this game, you can like get a skin that looks like the original dude from Alone in the Dark, like the actual polygons.
Oh, that's cool. Old school Edward Carnby?
Yeah.
I think that's his name.
Well, okay. that's the character in the new game. I think it's the original character, right?
Oh, yeah, I think it is. I'm pretty sure that's what his name was.
Because in the new game, he's played by, excuse me, David Harbour.
Edward Carnby has been played, well, the stupid, he's the original character in the first game. And then he was the character in the Alone in the Dark 2008, 6, whatever.
360 PS3
yeah.
one. Yeah. He was the same, that. He was supposed to be the same guy from the original games.
Except they look like the dude from Prey.
Yeah. Oh my god, he did.
He looked just like the dude from Prey, man.
Yeah, I know. I just never put it together. You know, it's one of those things where it's like, I didn't think of those two guys, but you're right. Oh god.
Shit. That last one. It was something. Like, it's weird because Alone in the Dark is such a historied franchise. Like, it's one of the fathers of survival horror. Like, this feels like it's been bastardized for like 2 decades. Oh man. Master Maker 3D Ultimate, Power of 10, Ikenai Island, and Earthlock Adventure. I've checked that out. I liked Earthlock. It was a cool game.
I did too, actually.
Crimson, Stunt Paradise, Tram Simulator, Urban Transit, and Dragon's Dogma 2. And then PS5, mostly the same stuff. Hi-Fi Rush is out this week for PlayStation 5. Arcade Game Zone. Mystic Pillars Remastered. And Front Mission First Remake Limited Edition. The Legend of Legacy HD Remastered. And Rise of the Ronin. You kids taking notes on what games we can't talk about yet? PlayStation 4 is mostly the same. Yep, there's nothing new on that list. Xbox One, nothing new on that list. Let's talk about Switch. Switch also got a big game coming out this week. And I can tell you for a fact that I'm not playing that one. Because we don't get Nintendo review games till launch day. We're not cool. Dog Racing Lovely Pet Friends Paw. Truck and Forklift Logistic Simulator. Skyrunners Infinite Parkour. Let's Photo Hunt. Air Traffic Sim Airport Dispatcher Simulator. April's Diary. Attack of the Karens. Sorry.
Okay.
Bad Chicken.
Chicken. Gave me a bad coupon.
Arise, Chicken. Chicken, arise.
Arise. I was watching that the other day. Wow, team.
Hentai Girls Panic.
Jesus Christ.
You're right? Like, damn.
They panic when they see the people that are buying that game.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Mortal Fight, Lethal Revenge, Paper Dash, City Hustle, Pull the Pin, Ball Physic Puzzle. I'm sorry, I just read the name of the next game. Can I say this without laughing?
No, because you already laughed.
But I haven't said it out loud yet, so I'm going to try to say it without laughing. Scott Whiskers in the search for Mr. Fumbleclaw.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Cool.
Oh, shit. I need to play that game.
Scott Whiskers and the search for Mr. Fumbleclaw?
Yeah. Wow.
Sweet.
Sector 98? Okay. Special.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I was muted because I had to look it up. Mr. Fumbleclaw is a missing cat.
Of course he okay. is.
Of course he is, yeah.
But Scott That's Whiskers, right. like, with the name Scott Whiskers, it could have been a furry game. It is not. It is just an old school point and click game.
Oh, God.
Is Scott Whiskers also a cat?
No, but with that name, you would expect him to be.
I would expect him to be an anthropomorphized cat.
Yeah, with like a Damn. Detective hat, yeah.
Yes, correct.
Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. There was a game that came out this week or last week on Xbox called Sherlock Purr.
Doesn't even rhyme. That's not even clever.
I know. Like we're in the fucking crescendo of cat investigation. Oh my God! All right. Special Forces Strike Tactical SWAT Shooter. Sushi Battle Rambunctiously.
Nice.
I'm cool. Sorry. This is a fucking funny ass game this week.
They just YOLO over there, I swear.
Sushi Shot Online.
No way to do it.
Western Frontier. Crypt Stalker. Flower Shop Winter in Fairbrook. Oh, hell no. Virtual Girlfriend Dating Simulator. And then Princess Peach Showtime. Those are two different games, by the way. Don't get that confused.
Princess Peach Showtime.
I forgot Showtime was coming. Yeah,
Showtime is out this week. So, God damn it. Scott Whiskers, Mr. Fumbleclaw.
It's great. That's really great.
Okay. Did we talk about the Mario? Yeah, we talked about the Mario Day news. Yeah, last week. We're good on that. There was a trailer that leaked online for Insomniac's canceled five-person multiplayer game Spider-Man: The Great Web. I did not watch this.
Cool as hell.
It did. I hope that it's not canceled and it's just like shelved, because like it looked like done. I mean, they even had Yuri doing the voiceover. Like,
yeah, it looked pretty neat. I mean, I'm not clamoring for a multiplayer Spider-Man game, but it definitely looked cool.
All right, PlayStation Plus games for the month of March. We got NBA 2K24, Marvel's Midnight Suns, Resident Evil 3, Lego DC Supervillains, Mystic Pillars Remastered, Blood Bowl 3, Super Neptunia RPG, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot, and then for classics, we're getting Jak and Daxter The Lost Frontier, Cool Borders, God Eater Burst, Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney Trilogy, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure All-Star Battle R, and My Hero Academia. That's really classics?
I'm kind of glad that maybe now people will play that Jak and Daxter game.
Yeah, nobody played it when it came out. We talked about Sea of Thieves being the best PlayStation, best-selling pre-order on PlayStation. The Persona 3 Reload Expansion Pass is now up on Xbox. Seems like you can actually claim it with Game Pass Ultimate instead of renting it. So, like, you just get to keep it. Which is crazy. That's cool. Ni No Kuni was originally supposed to leave Game Pass on March 15th. It did not. It's actually been renewed. What else we got here? Release dates. Yellow Taxi Goes Vroom launches April 9th on Steam.
Wow. Okay.
Good. It's a good week for funny game names. Yeah. Monster Hunter X Street Fighter 6 collab announced for April. The Last Case of Benedict Fox Definitive Edition is coming to everything. The Xbox version will also get a free update on Game Pass. The Grandia HD collection is coming to Xbox and PlayStation. Holy hell, Grandia is coming to Xbox? What? What?
That's weird, because we were just talking about Grandia.
Yeah. Top Skin. Cool, I said Top Skin. Sorry.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Also, nice. All I gotta say is, boy, I looked up Yellow Taxi Goes Vroom. Okay, that is pretty funny, Lord, to say. Dude, it's like a really good looking 3D Sonic mixed with Mario Kart.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like a crazy taxi simulator or something.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was going to be too, but like, no.
Huh. Oh, check that out. Top Spin 2K25 launches April 26th.
I'm actually super excited for a new Top Spin Tennis.
Man, those games were great.
I like those. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I hope it's good.
You know, I think it was Brian Peterson that actually got me play Top Spin.
Man, those games are so good. Like when Virtua Tennis died, man, Top Spin took over.
Yeah. Well, and there hasn't been a great tennis game in a long time, so.
No, they keep trying, but they all kind of suck. Yeah. Like Mario Tennis has been the only
thing. Mario Tennis was good. Yep. Yeah.
Pizza Tower, the noise update is out now. Monster Hunter Stories 2, Wings of Ruin, launches June 14th for Switch and PC. Monster Hunter Stories Remastered launches June 14th for Switch, PS4, and PC. Ghost Trick Phantom Detective Remastered is coming to everything on March 28th. Akuma joins Street Fighter.
I thought it already was.
I thought it was, too.
Well, it just says coming to everything.
Oh,
also, sorry. Right. It's coming to iOS and Android. It's already out on everything. I got you.
Oh, okay. Got you.
Akuma joins Street Fighter 6 in spring. Ghostbusters is doing a Destiny crossover. Launches March 19th. Exo Primal is doing a Mega Man collaboration.
It looks cool. Also like the weird. Mega Man skin looks dope.
For the five people playing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, right, like, what do you do when your game is dying? Add Mega Man, because he already dead.
Stop it!
He is dead. We know this. Multiverses will launch on May 28th. If you care.
I mean, I already own it, so just give me back my shit.
You probably have to buy it again.
Man, I wish them niggas would, because I spent $100 like a dummy, because I'm like, oh, man, Batman, I do like that game. It was fun, but then, you know, the other stuff happened, and it fell off, and I swear to God if they charge me again. Anyways, go ahead, sorry.
Pizza Emulator, another popular emulator for Game Boy and GBA games, was pulled from Android. The dev said he wants to prioritize my family over the development of my apps.
Yeah,
that's probably the best thing for anybody.
He wants to prioritize Nintendo's ninjas not killing his family.
Exactly. James Black Lippin. Shiruko came and saw me and...
So, Warner Brothers is allowing the devs to relist their games on Steam, but not with reviews or wish lists. They've also have to remove all links to Adult Swim and the names of the team in the credits. Warner Brothers is just a fucking villain at this point, man.
They really are. Like, and it's wild, too, because everybody was praising this new CEO when they got rid of the last one. Because they're like, oh, God, things are going to change. Seems like y'all are worse off. Like, man, good Lord.
Yep. Watch Dogs movie is in the works, directed by Matthew Turi and written by Christy LeBlanc.
And... does anybody care enough about Watch Dogs to go watch a Watch Dogs movie? Who watches a Watch Dogs?
I was just thinking, why? Who asked for this?
I said it last week. I'm the biggest fan. And no, I'm good.
So weird, man. Stig S. Moosen has announced his new AAA studio, Giant Skull. They describe themselves as a new AAA game studio dedicated to building gameplay-driven, story-immersed action-adventure games set in captivating worlds.
Isn't he the Jedi Survivor guy?
Yeah, he also did God of War 3, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, so the new one he's not doing. Interesting. Nope. Okay.
Yeah, he left a while ago.
I didn't realize that.
Keeley has announced the Keeleys. Summer Games Fest will start on June 7th at 2 p.m.
Yeah, great.
Hideo Kojima show up and...
I was just about to say.
Find a way to try to fire David Hayter off something, I guess.
We should just put them in a boxing match instead of Tyson. Put those two in a boxing match.
Man. Yes. Let's do that.
Prince Persia The Lost Crown is getting some free DLC as well as a new story DLC later this year that will not be free.
That's cool. I don't understand the story DLC, having finished it, but okay.
Yeah, it's kind of done. Like, it feels like it's kind of done.
Yeah.
SNK is teaming up with Eureka to revamp some old SNK IPs, so that's cool, because if you've never played... what's the name of their new fighting game? Fuck, I can't remember the name of it.
SNK.
No, not SNK, Eureka. They just put out that fighting game on PlayStation and Switch like a few years ago. What was it called?
I don't know.
Had a bunch of characters from Street Fighter EX in
fighting,
it.
Fighting X-Layer.
That's right. Yeah, that game's really good, by the way. So if Eureka
just
makes...
Just remember that the S in SNK stands for Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, I know. Well, you remember when they announced Metal Slug Tactics and it never came out? Remember that?
Yes! I wanted that game!
I just, I would like a New World Heroes.
Man, you are the only person.
I know, what's I love those games.
World Heroes was what King of Fighters was before it was King of Fighters. Like,
oh, yeah, I remember. Yep, okay.
Some of those characters even, I'm pretty sure all of them made it over into King of Fighters eventually. I mean, fuck, the Metal Slug guys are in King of Fighters. Jesus Christ. The sale of Saber Interactive is now official, sold for $247 million. Embracer ceases all operations in Russia. The buyer is granted to acquire 4A and Zen Studios for a fixed price within a certain period of time. Embracer will still hold the Metro rights, though, if 4A gets acquired, which is crazy. The retained game pipeline includes 14 games like The Next Metro, Killing Floor 3, Teardown, and an upcoming back catalog of games from Zen Studios, Aspyr, and Tripwire. Embracer will now retain the following studios: 34 Big Things, Shiver, 4A Games with an asterisk next to it, Snapshot, Aspyr, Tripwire, Beamdog, Tuxedo Labs, Demiurge, and Zen Studios, also with an asterisk. Saber will include all Saber-branded studios, Nimble Giant, Digic, Saber Interactive Incorporated, Fractured Bytes, Sandbox Strategies, Madhead Games, Slipgate Ironworks, New World Interactive, 3D Realms, and all owned or licensed IPs by the studios listed above.
Hell yes. That means Space Marine is safe. Excellent.
I mean, Space Marine is safe. I'm glad to see the Embracer monopoly starting to break up.
Yoshi P told Game Informer that the Final Fantasy 16 PC version is in, quote, the final stages of optimization. No release date, but we won't have to wait another year.
Okay.
Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth director Naoki Hamaguchi said that further expansions for Queen's Blood, the in-game Final Fantasy card game, are possibility after positive fan feedback. Get that fucking thing out of here. That thing sucks.
You're the only nigga that didn't like it. No, I'm just kidding.
I am not the only person that didn't like it. That game is so much based on chance that it's not even fun. Like, I don't understand why people are going nuts over it. I think people just see a card game and a video game and they think it's good. Like, I know Gwent is good. I don't want to play it.
Gwent is good as shit. And I did play the standalone Gwent.
Queen's Blood is not good.
I did too. It's still operating, actually, too.
Yeah.
Queen's Blood is not good. Like, that game is bad. I don't understand why people are all hyped over it. Like, I think it's just another one of those zeitgeist things. Like, oh man, I love this card game. It's so good. It's really not. You can lose to a dude who has a deck that's like so much worse than yours because the computer just fucking cheats, man. It's not fun.
See, that's not...
So is Queen's Blood not... Is that not in the original Final Fantasy VII? As someone who's never played the original, I have no idea.
It was created for this game only.
Okay.
Yeah. And there is a quest, there is a main story quest in the game where you have to defeat three Queen's Blood players. And it's designed to be, they're like all low level, so like just randomly you should be able to beat them. I had to play that last guy 40 times. Because he kept cheating.
So it's funny because I like card games. But like one of the worst parts of Yakuza Kiwami is the stupid bug girl card game thing. Because no matter what cards I choose, I still have to play rock, paper, scissors. Like, fuck that. some chance involved. Cool, great.
Rock, paper, scissors was the end of every level in Alex Kidd.
And Alex Kidd sucks.
I can't argue that. As much as I have a fondness for Alex Kidd, it's not a good video game.
Same thing, but that game sucks. The only good one is Shinobi World, Land,
yeah,
whatever.
Alex Shinobi Kidd World. And Shinobi World, yeah.
That's the only good one, and it's because it plays like Shinobi.
It was supposed to be Shinobi, wasn't it?
It was.
Atlus has apologized for the shortages of Unicorn Overlord copies in Japan since it's selling out everywhere.
Good for them.
POW World's first raid battle, Bellinor, is coming soon. Man, nobody talks about POW World anymore, but that thing's still moving numbers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bloomberg did an interview with Pocket Pair.
I think there was a game that came out that stole a lot of attention from everything else called Helldivers.
It's not on the same system, though, which is
surprising.
Well, they're both on PC.
They're both on PC, and I know people that were playing
Helldivers on PC.
I think most of the people are playing Helldivers on PC.
And they're all playing Helldivers now.
Yeah. Bloomberg did an interview with Pocket Pair. The studio only has 55 employees. It's currently in talks to bring POW World to more platforms, open for a partnership or acquisition. It's not in talks with Microsoft about an acquisition. What's that?
I said hint, hint.
Yeah.
Somebody buy us, please.
POW World costs less than $6.7 million to make.
And I think I read they've made a ridiculous amount of money.
Dude, that thing
so
is
much
so...
money, in fact, that it's actually a stress on the organization, I think I read, because they don't quite know what to do with all of it. There are certain sort of infrastructure issues that come along with having that much money. That I don't think they were prepared for. So it's good news, though.
Oh yeah, like I
love it.
They...
I love it when game studios are more successful than they anticipated, especially in a world where a game can sell 10 million copies and be considered a failure.
Yeah, fucking stupid. Deviation Games. I think we talked about this last week, which is working with PlayStation on a new IP. Is shutting down. The studio was formed in 2020 by former Treyarch devs. They never put out one game.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep. It's crazy.
Because they got formed. They didn't
do anything.
Yeah, they partnered with Sony and then got canceled. Some numbers for you. Resident Evil 4 Remake has now sold 7 million copies in nearly 1 year after launch. The Resident Evil series is now at 154 million copies sold.
Man.
Monster Hunter World has sold over 25 million units worldwide, which makes it the best-selling Capcom game. The Monster Hunter series is now at 97 million units as of December 31st, 2023.
I don't think it's talked about enough, how much of a gamble it was on Capcom's part to take what has been one of their biggest-selling series in Japan, change it radically to, on its surface, appeal to a more Western audience. And that game was so freaking good. And they basically given Monster Hunter a whole new lease on life. Even as wildly successful as the series was before in Japan, now it's a worldwide series that just sells like hotcakes. So that was a pretty ballsy decision, though, to completely change the way the game plays. And it was for the better.
Yep. Sea of Stars has passed 5 million players. Developer Sabotage Studios has also announced a playable 3-player co-op mode.
Oh, that's cool.
Wolong Fallen Dynasty, you remember that? That game has surpassed 5 million copies worldwide.
It was a good game for a Souls-like. I bounced off of it real quick.
Another one of them Team Ninja jams. Didn't catch on. All right, let's talk.
It was fine. It was like I said. It was a decent game. It just didn't hold my attention.
Let's talk about that PS5 Pro. So, somebody leaked some details about the system, and it was confirmed by several insiders. So here I'll just read it off. It's rendering 45% faster than the PS5. 2 to 3 times ray tracing, times 4 in some cases. Are you ready for the T-flops number?
Oh, man.
33.5 teraflops.
That's a lot of flops.
Which, for reference, wasn't the Series X the quote-unquote most powerful? Wasn't it like 12?
Something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I don't remember.
So this one's supposedly 33.5.
So, okay, this is now the most powerful console.
Oh, by a lot. By a lot.
Yeah.
PSSR, which stands for PlayStation Spectral Super Resolution Upscaling.
Isn't it just a PlayStation version of, isn't there an FSSR now or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah.
FSR, I think that's AMD's or something.
Yeah.
Bro, they just making up words now. What the world? Spectral, what the fuck? Like, you just, okay. We're doing a lot.
Yeah, Fidelity, AMD Fidelity Super Resolution is the FSR.
Support for resolutions up to 8K.
Oh, goodness. We got an 8K system.
Dude,
oh,
the PlayStation 5 has 8K on the box.
Yeah, it does.
Does it really? That's
yes,
funny.
It's literally on the box, and we ain't even got games running in 4K. Shut the fuck up.
Like, what are we doing? Out here, guys. What are we doing?
Custom machine learning architecture.
And yeah, for res upscaling, basically.
I'm going to read this last line. Literally none of this means anything to me. AI accelerator supporting 300 TOPS of 8-bit computation / 67 TFLOPS of 16-bit floating point.
I don't... God bless you.
Just basically telling you it can do a whole lot of calculations in an instant.
That's cool. This thing's going to be like $800.
Oh,
yeah. They've raised the price on the PS5, not lowered it.
Oh, it's lowered here. It's lowered here.
It is the only place it is lowered.
Yeah, it's what, $400?
It goes on sale.
I mean, it's been on sale like consistently here for like $399.
Yeah, but that's it.
With Spider-Man 2.
That's still fairly expensive for how long we are in this generation so far.
We're in year 4. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. You are right.
Like, you know, I bought a PlayStation 3 much later on for $300 with a game and all that.
And motherfuckers like, trying to sell that bitch for $600, though.
Oh, yeah. But still, I just can't believe there's another console coming out and this one hasn't had a price drop.
Oh, it's crazy.
It's like they to me it says we can't get more people into this ecosystem, so we're just going to fleece the people we have.
That's the thing, Sony
and Microsoft combined haven't got more people in the ecosystem in like 3 generations.
That was my point. Yeah. It's like the console growth is stagnant. Like they're not selling more consoles every generation.
They're just selling a new one to the people that bought the last one.
Exactly.
That bought the last one.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
So now that Anthony's right, they're literally releasing this so they can get another $800 out of people who already bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy because they're talking of like, this is going to launch this fall. So you're talking PlayStation 5 Pro in the fall, Switch 2 in probably spring of 2025. And then if the rumors are true, Microsoft's going to try to push out the next Xbox in 2026. Generation's about to be like staggered.
Oh yeah, it's going to be real weird.
Like, we're not going to have like two consoles running at the same, like PS5 Pro and Xbox, whatever the fuck they call it, are going to be running side by side. And then, like, when the PlayStation 6 comes out, like, what are we doing?
It's a great question.
I have no idea.
Nope.
I have no idea. It's about to get real weird.
Now, my question on here is, like, is anybody here going to buy a PlayStation 5 Pro?
No, sir.
No, I'm not. I'm not spending $700-$800 on a console that is going to be supported for what, 2 years, and maybe have a handful of games running a little better.
Yeah.
Like, no way.
Yeah. And unless something comes out and I am dramatically surprised, either from a pricing or a performance standpoint, there's not even a chance. And even then, it's like, it's the chance is very slim.
Well, that's also the funny part is, like, this rumor also states that they literally have no software planned for this. They're just going to drop the system and, like, nothing. There won't be like a, like, you remember, what was it when the Pro launched? There was a game that was, like, really touted for it. I forget what it was. Like, it launched around the same time as a specific game. God, I don't remember what it was. Series 1X did it too, and I don't remember what it was.
I don't either.
But like,
hold on, I'm pulling it up.
Was it
a PlayStation? Was it a PlayStation official, like, or a first party? I should say.
I don't remember. I just remember there being
I have like a full list of games that they announced when it started. But I don't know what would have been.
Wasn't the Falconeer the one for the Xbox? Like that, like.
Maybe.
No, because I think Falconeer came out for Series X. You're talking about something that came out for like the 1X, right?
Yeah, I was talking about the 1X.
Yeah, I think Falconeer was Series X launch.
Fuck, I don't remember. But I know there was like a reason to buy it. Like there was a game showcasing for each of those.
Was it one of the Battlefields?
No, I don't think it was one of the Battlefields.
I can't remember. So I bought a Pro, and now I don't remember what game I bought it.
Knack.
Specifically
for. Ratchet and Clank?
That's
close.
Fuck, I don't remember what game kind of sold it.
Yeah, I don't either.
But point regardless, like they're not planning on any game, because let's be honest, they don't have a game this year, right?
No.
So like,
not unless there's something that they've somehow kept secret this whole time.
Well, they also said that they weren't pushing any. I mean, it'd have to be a new IP because they said they're not pushing any old IP out this year. So it would have to be new IP, or it'd have to be a third party, like they signed another Square kind of deal or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But man, I do not see the point in this, because we're not even seeing these new consoles like fully taken advantage of yet, because
they haven't let go of the last generation yet.
Yeah, that's the big problem, is like some of these games that are like, we're just now getting games that are only on, like, we joke about it on the show, cuz Anthony doesn't have a next gen console. We're like, "Well, can you play this?" "Oh, you can." And like, it's only been recently where we're like, "Oh, you can't."
Yeah, you remember what was it? Euphoria 2? That is in next gen only, or current gen only, I guess.
Like, Hi-Fi Rush was the last big one where we're like, "Oh, Anthony can't play this."
Yeah.
And that took like 3 years before we could say that. So, and this only being year 4, and you're dropping a Pro in year 4? Man, I don't know.
It is greedy, man. Like, it's, I don't understand. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know why.
There's no good performance reason for them to do this yet.
No, absolutely none. Like, who has an 8K TV? Does that even exist? Are there televisions?
Yeah, it does. They're ridiculously expensive.
Yeah, and then there's no reason to do it, because none of the broadcasts or DVDs.
That's
going to be
the next question. Yeah, like, what content is there for it?
Like, nothing. Like,
yeah.
Literally nothing. Nothing is running 8K right now. Like, I see these dudes on Twitter, like, I'm on the PlayStation 5, going to run things with ray tracing at 120 frames a second in 8K. I was like, are you high?
He is, because he definitely won't be doing all that stuff he just rattled off.
Dude, what's the most expensive PC card, what is now, like the 4090?
The 40, yeah, something yeah. like that.
You can't even run 8K, you can't even run 4K at 120 frames a second on that card.
Yeah.
You think the PlayStation 5 Pro is going to do it?
No, not with the specs they've got there. I think the specs they've got there are like a 3080 or something like that.
Yeah, which is last generation card.
Last gen. That's the last gen high-end card, which is fine. I mean, come on, man. Again, are you high? And the answer is yes. Yes, you are.
You are very high.
Yeah, like...
And also, I see dudes out here saying, like, it'll be $5.99. No, it will not.
Hell no. It ain't going to be no $5.99. It's not going to be affordable. Let's just say like that. It's not going to be affordable.
No,
like,
I think no. $6.99 is the bottom. I think that's the basement price.
Yeah.
Like,
And
that would be the digital version at that.
Oh, yeah. Because the disc version, they're going to hit another 100 on there. So you're going to be $7.99 out the door.
Dude, ain't no console been $7.99 since what? What was it? Come on, you know.
Well,
3DO.
3DO launched at $799.
Yep.
Yeah, because what's old is new again. So we're gonna circle back to those prices.
Yeah.
Jesus.
No, ain't it. This thing, like, it'll sell like a million units or something, and that'll be it. And it's just like, ugh.
And they'll question, well, what's happening? What did we do wrong?
Oh,
what
I don't
the
know.
World? What do you mean? You
tried to gouge motherfuckers for $800?
Right. You were fleecing your customers. Like, Lord.
Motherfucker, that's like close to $900 after tax. Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Whew. And then, Jesus, that means up Anthony's way, the pro is like $1,500. Jesus.
Yeah. That's the reason why I don't have a PlayStation 5 is that it's more expensive up here. I know, like, technically it's equal, but I'm not spending $800 after or close to after tax.
Man,
that's crazy.
I can't even imagine what the thinking is on this. Like, got to be out your goddamn mind. You try to sell a console in this economy at $800. Crazy, man.
In this economy?
In this economy?
Right. So I told my wife, like, man, we've reached that age where we, is this economy? Like, somebody, I saw a price, and that's what I exclaimed. I'm like, is this economy? I'm like, damn, I'm old.
Yeah. Like, people are like, you know, I see the comments out there of people are like, yeah, but it's cheaper than a gaming PC. I'm like, most motherfuckers don't buy a gaming PC.
Right. Like, they always tell that, like, that's the norm. Like, that's what people are spending. Like,
And I gotta be honest with you, as my Steam library continues to increase because of my Steam Deck, it almost makes more sense for me to spend that money on a gaming PC than it does for me to spend money on another PlayStation 5 that I already have.
Yeah, it's not like you'll get, it's not like you won't be able to play the first party games. You totally will.
Right. Yep.
Yep.
Because PlayStation certainly ain't going to make no exclusive pro games. That ain't going
to
happen.
Yeah.
Nope.
Patience, one way to put it, Terrence.
Yeah.
Well, because I mean, like, I was thinking because they were going to wait, but you know what? They probably won't. They'll probably start releasing stuff day and date, especially with how Helldivers did with PC. So I think there might not be a year delay between, you know, first party stuff. So yeah, you could just totally just get a PC and you'd be good.
You motherfuckers thinking that fucking PC gaming is all gaming PCs, just look at that Steam thing, which tells you what most people are running at. Ain't no gaming PC.
No. Yep. That is a niche part. Well, you know, that's the hardcore. And I think people, gamers, sometimes forget that the hardcore is really just a small percentage of the entire gaming pie. The casual is where all the money is actually gotten from and stuff.
Yep.
And they ain't necessarily running a $4,000, you know, unit to play something.
No,
so.
They're running an 8-year-old Nintendo Switch.
Exactly.
Anthony, do you sound like you were going to say something? Sorry, I didn't interrupt you.
No.
My game of the year was announced this week, which is Squirrel with a Gun. It's coming out in fall.
I saw that trailer.
It actually looks pretty cool.
Up. Yes, yeah. I was weak. I was like, I'm going to mess with this. That looks funny.
They also announced Jay and Silent Bob Chronic Blunt Punch.
Finally.
I guess there was a Kind of Funny indie game showcase, which is where a lot of this stuff was coming from.
Yeah, I didn't watch the showcase because
I didn't even know it existed, to be honest with you. Because Greg yelled at me that I wasn't allowed to make fun of the Keeleys if I didn't watch the DICE Awards, and I was like, man, fuck out of here.
Right?
Alright, I'm going to do the emails. Yeah, let me pull up the... Because we got an email from your buddy.
Oh, cool.
Let me find that email. Here we go. This is from Peter. He says, hey guys, check out the tattoo I saw last night. See below. I was wearing a
Actually already shared that in the Discord. Yeah.
Yeah. He says, I was wearing a Mega Man jacket, and he said he had the same jacket at home, showed me his Mega Man X tattoo. I don't have any tattoos, but if I did, it would be something Cookie Monster related.
Yeah, I see. He sent me that on Facebook, so I sent him a nice thugged out version of Cookie Monster that he could use as a tattoo if he wanted to.
You guys should check out Chalkline, chalkline.com. They have a lot of cool stuff that I think you guys would dig. It's where my Mega Man jackets are from. It's all limited run and cool IP. They're having a sale now. Do you got a discount code? No, I'm kidding. No, I love buying that shit, so I'll probably check it out. Also, Uniqlo has some cool gaming apparel from time to time. I have a Mario and Dalzim shirt from there. They're about to come out soon with some cool Capcom 40th anniversary, and he spelled it Campcom, which is awesome.
Nice.
40th Capcom anniversary stuff. Gaming IP is everywhere. You look these days. The worst thing I ever saw was a book bag at Old Navy with the Super Mario Bros. 3 logo, but Super Mario World spirited all over it. Whoever designed it must not have been a gamer. Do you guys sport any gaming apparel?
You know what's funny is just last night I was wearing my Super Mario World shirt that has on the left side of my chest, it has a right side. It has Mario on Yoshi, and his tongue stretches out all the way across the top of the shirt.
Dude, I have way too much gaming apparel. My wife wants to clean out my t-shirt closet because I have so much of it.
I don't have any. I don't think I have a lot of comic book apparel, but think about it. I don't think I have anything. Oh no, I have a Metal Gear Solid. I have a Metal Gear Solid shirt that I got from, I think, Dracula Bites. I have that.
Dracula Bites shirts are cool.
Yeah.
I used to have a homemade Mega Man shirt that was, it was a light blue Old Navy ringer tee that I had iron on the front of, and I had Mega Man on one side and Dr. Wily on the other side, and it said player under Mega Man in the Mega Man font, and then under Wily it said player hater.
Nice.
I have several Mega Man t-shirts. I had one from Dracula Bite that looked like the Metallica logo. Unfortunately, Dracula Bite t-shirts, they wear out really fast, so it's all gone now. But I do still have my I Beat the Eight Master Robots t-shirt.
Nice.
I'm actually wearing a Lords of Shadow t-shirt right now. It's one of my favorite t-shirts because it's just comfortable. But it literally has Belmont's cross whip on the back of it.
Yeah.
And I have two Overwatch hoodies because, of course, I do.
I have an Atari shirt that just has the old Atari logo on the front of it with the rainbow circle around it. I have a Pitfall shirt. It's the cover, the box cover of Pitfall. I have another homemade Old Navy iron-on shirt that has the Ryu windscreen from Street Fighter II that says, "You must defeat my Dragon Punch to stand a chance."
I have a great Mortal Kombat shirt that has Raiden on the front of it, and he's pointing at you like the Uncle Sam logo. And it says, "I want you to defend Earthrealm."
Nice. That's awesome.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I also have like 40 Overwatch t-shirts, because of course I have an Overwatch wallet.
Jesus Christ, man.
My wife bought me a Lucio wallet. My wallet is Lucio.
I had a couple of wallets that were video game themed. I had a Mirror's Edge Catalyst wallet.
Nice.
And I had a Fallout one that had the Nuka-Cola logo. But it was like a pain in the ass to take out of the pocket. I have a bunch of shirts, but like the ones that I think like stand out the most are the ones that are a little bit more creative. I have like a Sonic one that looks like the Japanese artwork for Sonic. And it's slightly different than the American at the time. And then I have one that's like his silhouette, but where his silhouette is, it's like Green Hill Zone.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, the artist that I linked there for the Mega Buster that's on the Yeti right now, that's on the front page. The same artist, 1000 Dead Draculas, did one for Clock Tower, like the original Super Nintendo Clock Tower game. And I love it. It's one of my favorite shirts. It's like perfect size for me because I'm tall, and finding t-shirts that are long enough that don't feel like a dress or like, yeah, like tall people get it. That's all.
Yep,
I'm gonna say
it's
like
shirts
that as soon as you lift your arms slightly,
yep,
you're now
your
showing
whole shirt. You're like, damn, my whole chest,
yeah,
is out. Yep,
I it is perfect. It is the best shirt I own. that's, but I also have one, I think it comes from the Yeti, and it's more of like, it's one of my favorite series. It's a Mystical Ninja shirt. It was in support of one of the Games Done Quick events. But, like, the options for Mystical Ninja shirts are next to none. So, any Mystical Ninja shirt is great. So, yeah, I like the ones that are a little bit more obscure. But I have, like, one that's just the original, like, Zelda box art on, like, a gray shirt, too. Yeah.
Yeah, I have way too many nerd shirts, that's for sure. A lot of them are video game themed. I get compliments on my hoodies all the time. A lot of Overwatch fans out there.
Nice.
I have two of them. They're custom designed. Like, they made a hoodie for multiple characters. So, like, each hoodie is designed after a specific character. And I have two. I have Lucio and Junkrat. All right, so head over to the Twitter. Shogun says, PS5 Pro specs scream next gen, but not yet. We need more sales. Will this actually make a difference, or will the PS5 hold it back like the S does? Laughing. PS5's holding back gaming.
That's that
holding
it
back.
Budgets. Budgets are holding back gaming.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know, man. The PS5 Pro just sounds like a bad idea. I don't know. It's so expensive. Okay. Eeyore Kara says, can someone text Gambus and get him to take photos of all his tattoos? If he gets all of his clothes off, that'll be great.
Yes. Okay.
Gambus Khan OnlyFans. You know what's sad? Some motherfuckers would subscribe.
Yep. Yes, they probably would.
And then he says, any chance of a video episode for the big 800? Man, I don't even feel like 800's that big. Like, I feel like we go through this motion every year or two.
Yeah. We've talked about doing a video episode a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, that was such a pain in the ass to make it work. Remember how many times we had to go through, like, the Google fucking thing? Oh.
I do. Yep.
That thing was a pain in the ass. That's it. That's all I got. That's all the tweets. That's all the emails. Terrence had to, like, jet. He was like, I'm out of here. You heard about the Gambus Khan OnlyFans. He noped right out of that.
Look at that video clip.
Yeah, that thing is...
how young all those motherfuckers look.
Yeah, we don't look that young no more.
No. No, no, we do not.
Holy shit. I was already losing my hair. You don't want to see it now. Bald-ass motherfucker. But anyway, that's it for the show this week. If you want to tweet at us, it's always at ZTGD Radio on the Twitter. If you want to send us an email, it's podcast@ztgd.com. Phoenix Down, still working on Greedfall. They did not have an episode this week, but they'll be back hopefully this week because Drew's running out of time, brother.
Yep.
That's pretty soon, right? He said, was it March or April?
Three weeks, I think.
Yeah, so it'd be early April. Damn, he's right around the same time my son's birthday is. Close. Just 14 years later.
Right.
I got fucking 14-year-old, dude. I can't.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I can't.
I don't even like to think about it. My son will be 14 in June, and it's like I don't even want to think about the fact that I have a 14-year-old.
I still look at him like he's a kid, and I'm like, this motherfucker's 14.
Yep.
Like how do I deal with that?
Yep.
I gotta teach him how to drive in 2 years.
Yep. I definitely don't want to think about that.
Oh my god. Whew, all right. Well, that's all I got. Unless anybody has anything else, we'll get out of here.
Alrighty. And it goes something like this.